Hallelujah. There's something that happened to me. I don't think I shared it. I might have shared it with some people. But turn to Genesis chapter 3. Glory. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14. Hallelujah. This came to me today, but something happened. And I really believe that we are entering something that's extraordinary. And I had a dream. And in this dream, there was a poisonous snake that bit my cat. And I was laying there, and I couldn't reach it. So I stretched my foot out. I didn't have any shoes on. And I touched this snake with my bare foot. And the next thing I know, its head went into a knot and died, fell over. And my cat got up and walked away. And I was trying to figure out, Lord, what are you trying to show me here? And during that day, he was putting on my heart that he's getting ready to do something that's extraordinary. And and one of the areas is breaking people's strongholds that they don't realize are there. And so today I was pondering something, and all of a sudden the scripture came to me and let's read it together in verse 14. And the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And when that came to me, the Lord began to share with me, we don't realize that Jesus, through the Spirit, lives in us. And we are so caught up in all of these strongholds that we know that a stronghold is a memory lie. Amen? But there is an image that the enemy portrays as in a stronghold. And people don't realize that if you could see the stronghold and break through. But you got to see the stronghold. Now there's something after the stronghold is broken. And that's what tonight's teaching we're going to be talking about. After the breakthrough, because we call that a breakthrough. After the breakthrough, see, so many people, so many times they focus on what the stronghold is, and then once there's a breakthrough, they forget about it and they keep going. When we're to keep that breakthrough going. Does everybody understand? So, and I saw this. I'm cheating on my teaching, but I'm cheating. I'm letting you know ahead of time. Because a stronghold was nothing but a picture of a puzzle. It was a puzzle. It was in front of me. So your stronghold is a picture, but it's actually put together by a puzzle. And when you recognize the stronghold, when the breakthrough comes, the puzzle falls apart. It was like a shattered glass, and all of a sudden it fell in front of me. like a pile. And the Lord said, I'm going to get ready to do something extraordinary. I'm going to increase the anointing to break the strongholds that have been holding my people. And I believe that we are entering a season where there's going to be a tremendous testimonies of strongholds being broke. Because God wants his people free. No matter what it is that stronghold is. Whether it's addiction, whether it's bondage, whether it's sickness, whether it's debt, whatever it is, it's a stronghold that's always in front of us. Every day it's in front of us. And when he gave me that, man, I'm telling you, I saw strongholds fall and I was so free. I mean, I could have left the earth, take off, you know, not touch the ground. And from that point on, things are still happening. I don't know how they're happening, but there's an increase in the anointing. And remember, anointing isn't always how you feel it. You know, you tell the anointing freedom. The more freedom, then there's anointing there. But we don't realize how much anointing we have in us. And I believe God's going to increase that anointing to each and every one of us because we are at a place right now where strongholds are about to come down for his children. Psalm 40, verse 1. Hallelujah. So this is what we call revelation knowledge. What we're getting. We're getting revelation knowledge from God. It's a prophetic insight of something that God's getting ready to do. In Psalm 40 and verse 1, let's speak it together. I waited what? Patiently for the Lord. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted. To you in order, if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. He waited patiently for his breakthrough. He waited patiently for what? His breakthrough. You see, because God had to show him what the stronghold was. How did that breakthrough come? Because he saw the stronghold. What is that image that's there every day you battle with? That comes in front of your face. Comes in front of your mind. What is it? There's always something that reoccurs all the time. No matter what it is. Guilt, condemnation of something, anything. Unforgiveness, whatever it may be, it will come before you. And when it comes before you, it is a stronghold that needs to be broken. And then there's something you do after the breakthrough. Amen? Let's go to James 3, 13. And my cat is alive, so just to let you know. She didn't die. James 3:13. Hallelujah. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality or without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Self-seekers, self-seeking images. Amen? The reflections, this reflective image that is placed before us is to dictate false realities in our life. It's trying to prevent us from knowing truth or getting free. They're misguiding individuals. All individuals that have no revelation, because you've got to have revelation to determine what that stronghold is. Does everybody get it? You got to have revelation. Without that revelation, you won't know what the stronghold is. You'll continue to battle, cry to God to free me, and do all until tell him, Lord, show me the stronghold. Show me what's the stronghold. What spirit is that? What's going on? Remember, the enemy is the one that's placing the puzzle together, amen, to put in front of us. Why? So we're misguided. That's his purpose. His greatest weapon is what? Deception. Amen. So we need to have revelation knowledge to dismantle the stronghold puzzle. Hosea 4:4. Hosea. Hosea 4:4, 4:4. After the breakthrough is the name of the teaching. Hosea 4:4. Is everybody there? Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priests. Therefore you shall stumble in the day, the prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. That's revelation knowledge. Because you've rejected the knowledge, I also reject you from being a priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Again, lack of revelation knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. We don't need a revolution, we need a revelation. Please. After the breakthrough. Are we there? Let's speak it, please. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize or the victory or the breakthrough? Run in such a way that you may what? Obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I what? Discipline my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself become disqualified. In other words, the first key of breaking a stronghold for breakthrough is discipline. What is discipline? Being consistent. being consistent. We must have a life of consistency, which is a life of discipline. Continue to battle. Continue to pray. And that breakthrough is coming. And when you see that break, you'll see the stronghold. The breakthrough will break. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Discipline is the first key to breakthrough. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody there? Now I, Paul, myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in the presence am lonely among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present, I am not to be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the physical or in the flesh, we do not walk or war according to the physical or the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down what? Strongholds. But you got to be able to see it. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is what? Fulfilled. In other words, when you get revelation knowledge of the stronghold, it will crumble. Amen? Hallelujah. A stronghold is a memory lie of false imagery. It's the puzzle. When you see it, it begins to collapse. Again, we've entered a prophetic time in history where a dismantlement of strongholds is going to manifest. God is taking down the strongholds through the acknowledgement of the stronghold and repentance. So you've got to be able to acknowledge the stronghold and repent. What? For allowing it to build. Even though the enemy builds it, we just didn't take it down. Amen. Philippians 3. So after the breakthrough of the stronghold, there's things that we need to do. Keep it going. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Oh, happy days. Be there. Let's speak it. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I what? Press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching toward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind or mindset or thoughts. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Remember, as a man thinks, so he is. As a man sees things, so he can become. See, you got to see yourself differently. You can't see yourself what the mirror says. You can't see, you got to see yourself according to what Christ sees you. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind, this thought pattern. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal this to you by revelation knowledge. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind or the same thoughts. This is after breakthrough. Psalm 18:37. Hallelujah. again, what is the first key to breakthrough? Discipline, which is consistency. Amen. Why? Because by being disciplined and consistent, you will get a revelation knowledge. Verse 37, let's speak it. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were what? Destroyed. Who set up the stronghold? Your enemy. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. Under my what? Feet crushed ahead. For you have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind and cast them out like the dirt in the streets. Now, that was after the breakthrough. That's where you have to be consistent in this area also. Amen. We have to continue warfare. We have to continue. And whatever the stronghold was that you saw that broke, you have to constantly lift that, not for to be destroyed. So when you're doing warfare, you want to call destructive fire down on it every day. Why? So it can't be rebuilt. Amen? We don't want it to be rebuilt. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 2. You know, the enemy's always trying to bring something that's been, we've been freed from, to bring to the present. Always. 2 Peter 2. That's his job. And he does it very well. That's why many people backslide. Because something from the past has been brought up to the present. And what's the enemy done? He's built a stronghold. He's puzzled it all together. Sometimes a little piece here, a little bit there, a little bit there, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is. And then you're like, oh, man, what happened? 2 Peter 2:18. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. So many people have escaped, but you know what happens? They go back in there because they're not consistent. They don't maintain after the breakthrough. Hallelujah. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed into her wallowing in the mire. Again, we don't have to allow that enemy to rebuild these things if we're what? Consistent. We continue to pursue after the breakthrough. See, so many people stop after the breakthrough, and they don't warfare against it no more. And what the enemy does is start building up that stronghold again, and not even knowing it, bit by bit by bit. And next thing you know, you're back doing the same old thing again that bound you before. Because the lack of what? What was the first thing? Discipline. Discipline, which is consistency. Amen? So what do? We repent. Amen? We repent and we expose the stronghold because it's revelation knowledge God gives us. Or sometimes you already know what it is. It's in front of you every day. It's always tormenting you. Living under satanic torment. Lust. Why? Because it's a desire that's not from God. A desire that's not from God is called lust, living under satanic torment. Hallelujah. The enemy attempts to to restore the stronghold puzzles. And he does a very good job at it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. But I'm telling you, God is assisting us. He's going to make a way for us to escape and expose these strongholds so that they removed and we keep them down. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Everybody okay? Are you getting it? I'm glad you're a couple of you are. Hallelujah. 3:5, let's speak it. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Oh, hallelujah. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his corrections. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. See, chastening redirects us. It's not a punishment. It's a redirection. Amen? It's a redirection. Why? So we can get revelation to find out what that stronghold is. God's always trying to bring us the truth every day, even in our sleep. Like I said, I had that dream. And in that dream, pow, things changed. I'm different today than I was the day before I had that dream. Because he brought a stronghold in front of me. I was able to bust it. But I couldn't do it without revelation. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. If he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody, let me tell you. But he wants to do it, and that's what he's sharing with us. He wants us to begin to seek this, I want to call it an aggressive anointing that's going to break all of these, bust up these images, these puzzled images of strongholds, and break through. Hallelujah. Did we, 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Let's speak it. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Hello. In other words, be careful of associations, because they bring impartations. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Wow. In other words, continue to trust, continue to obey. Amen. And associations do bring impartations, good and bad. Proverbs 22, verse 4. Proverbs 22, verse 4. Hallelujah. Are we there? Let's speak it. By humility and fear or reverence of God are riches and honor and life. Wow. Riches, honor, and life. You know, God wants us to prosper. He doesn't want us to be poor. Amen? And I really believe that in this season that we're in, where the increase of the anointing of breaking these strongholds down, there's going to be a release of financial support to every person in the body of Christ. Somehow, some way. It doesn't matter how it comes, as long as it comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close at Proverbs 4, verse, starting at verse 9. Proverbs chapter 4. After the breakthrough. Remember, after the breakthrough, it's important. so that that doesn't get rebuilt again. In fact, the word tells us that building on things that we've been free from is an abomination to God. So expect revelation. Expect an increase of power in your life. Expect these things from God. We are entering a season of that. Proverbs 4, verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, and do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. What does wisdom do? Tells you what to do. Understanding what? Tells you how to do it. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Wow. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction, and do not let go. Keep her, and she, for she is your what? She is your life. Who is? Wisdom. When, remember, wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. These are both together in revelation knowledge. So what we're getting tonight, God's just given us the wisdom, revelation, knowledge. What? To seek out what the stronghold is. What is it? What is that image every single day, that puzzle that comes before you? Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it a thing? What is it? Is it a bondage? Yes, it is. Something that's hindering us. We want to see clearly. You know, when I was... I'll never forget that after I gotten saved, and I would be praying. I used to see Jesus, but he always had like a robe on and something always, you know, that they wore in those days, whatever. And when this witch came across my path, and I didn't know she was a witch, she pretended like she was a spirit-filled individual, tongue-speaking and everything. But she was practicing witchcraft. And she was sent to me because I was a baby. And I was by myself at that time. God didn't restore my wife yet. And she said to me, and I've been praying, oh, Lord, please send someone to teach me the Bible. And she was stranded on the side of the road, and I saw a Bible on top of her dashboard. So I pulled over, and I said, can I help you? She goes, yeah. And her transmission went out or something. And, of course, it was right around the corner. And at that time, I didn't have a cell phone. In fact, you know, I only had a home phone. And so I said, she goes, well, do you have a phone? I said, at my house. She goes, okay. I said, she was going to call her husband because to do something with the phone. So anyway, she said, you know, the Lord sent me to teach you the Bible. I said, oh, really? I mean, I'm a baby and stupid, you know? And so she said, here, put on this bracelet. It's a point of contact so I can help you in anything. I said, okay, cool. Hello. Well, what happened, as soon as I put it on, I couldn't see Jesus no more. Things went darker. And I said, Lord, what's going on? How come you're so distant from me? Where are you? And I saw him at a distance, and it wasn't a closeness. And I kept And so I went to morning prayer, and this bracelet had turquoise in it. And so I went to morning prayer. We're all praying, and this thing's, the stones are popping out of the bracelet. Poop, 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 poop. And I'm realizing more and more and more. And then finally it had an S in it representing Satan. Make a long story short, found out about it, got revelation knowledge of this stronghold. And it was her. I pulled off this bracelet and threw it, and immediately clarity came back again. I was like, all right. And threw her out of the house and never saw her again. Oh, actually, her husband showed up and gave me confirmation. He said, you know, she practices witchcraft every night. I said, oh. He says, and I can't live with her no more. So I said, I wouldn't live with her either, man. She needs deliverance. But anyways, so again, when the stronghold is there, the clarity is diminished. It's not as strong as it should be. Strongholds interfere with your clarity in prophetic insight. So when there's lack of it, it means that there's a stronghold there. Amen? And you want to ask the Holy Spirit, show me the stronghold so I can break this, so I can get revelation knowledge. Amen? Then we should see a bunch of piles of puzzles all over the world. And the angels will come and sweep them up and toss them out. But we are entering a time of the anointing of God going to begin releasing revelation, because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. But many people don't get it up here, because it's not reached the heart yet either. They know the scriptures, but they're not really living them. Why? Because of strongholds. It's the main problem of everything in our lives. Strongholds that the enemy places. So I really believe that we are entering a season where strongholds are going to get busted, and we're going to get freed up, and think God's going to restore the things that the enemy has stolen, whether it be financial, health, whatever it is. I believe that there's going to be a great restoration to the body of Christ. So be consistent. Be disciplined. Don't give up. Don't allow what you feel dictate your choices. Amen. Praise God. Well, Father, we want to say thank you so very much for your word and for revelation tonight, Lord, that we can expose all of our strongholds and walk in freedom, because that's what you paid the price for us to do. And as we get free, we can free others. So, Lord, we are honored and blessed. I pray blessing over each and every one. Let the seed be protected and grow and bear fruit for your glory in each and every one of us, as we walk in truth and spirit and in power, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory.